Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はニュージーランド出身のペイジと
アメリカ出身のタイラです。
今月のテーマは夏の過ごし方です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month, we broadcast seasonal topics and information from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
And my name is Tyler and I'm from America.
Today's topic is how to spend a good summer. August is when we reach the peak of the summer season heat. This also aligns with a lot of educational institute summer vacations, so it's not uncommon to see a lot of people out and having fun. During the month of August, you'll be sure to see beachgoers and mountain climbers in the masses enjoying the clear weather before the typhoon season arrives. But along with the rise of mercury comes warnings of heatstroke. It's very easy to become ill from heatstroke when high temperatures are mixed with the high humidity that we experience here in Japan. So always make sure to plan out your day with some time indoors and in the shade, along with drinking plenty of water and electrolytes. The topic for this month is how to enjoy the summer. Today we hope to incorporate some useful tips to get you through the heat, talk a little bit about our memories of summer, and how to have a fun-filled summer in Sendai. There are just two of us here today, and unfortunately this is my last time recording. Hello Sendai, I will be moving from August, so I'd like to thank everyone for the last 5 years.
And we're actually going to have a new CAR. Hopefully she has some interesting things to bring to the conversation, so look forward to that next month.
Yes, definitely. I'm really looking forward to hearing the new CIR's radio show. So first I'd like to ask you, Tyler, about what comes to mind when you think about summer.
Well, I'm from Florida in America, so for me it was always beaches. My parents both loved going to the beach quite a bit. The only thing is, I have very, very light, fair skin, so I essentially do not tan. So it'd be beaches and probably an awful lot of sunblock no matter where I go. We have absolutely wonderful beaches in Florida. They're a little bit different than up here in Sendai. I'd say they're probably closer to what you might get in Okinawa. The southern parts of Florida have wonderful clear blue, azure kind of colored water. Many places to snorkel. People are running around on jet skis. You can go sailing, fishing. There's just so many wonderful things to do there. But in Japan, the thing that I think about is oftentimes the kind of these rice fields. Around this time of year, they start to get filled up with water. Once again, I think they go through a drying period for a little bit. And then in the later parts, around August and September, they start to get filled up with a lot of water. So I always just kind of had this sort of idyllic view of Japan that I always look forward to before I even came here. You see in TV shows, anime, that sort of thing. So first time I came here, I took all sorts of pictures, and this year as well, I'm going to go out to some of the fields that we have here in the east parts of Sendai. And take quite a few pictures. It's kind of a silly thing, I guess, to be excited about. The glitz and glamour of the city is really nice and everything, but I do enjoy just looking at some rice paddies as well.
For me, when I think about summer, I think about Christmas, which might seem like a bit of an odd answer for a lot of people here in the Northern Hemisphere, but for all of us people who are from the Southern Hemisphere, we have opposite seasons. When we think of summer, we think of Christmas. While Christmas is a religious holiday in many countries, in New Zealand it's more about spending time with family or having a barbecue and playing sports like cricket and gift giving. So even though it's a completely different time of the year for the rest of the world, we have lots of funny summer words. Swimwear, we call them top. You can also get beer coolers, things that take off the condensation off of the outside. Normally most people would call them like a koozie.
Oh, koozie, yeah, we have those.
You would call it a koozie, but we call them stubbies. In New Zealand, stubbies means very, very short shorts that men wear to play rugby. But in Australia, it's actually the cover that goes over the beer.
That's another wonderful summer thing. Thinking about that, when I think of my dad and I think of summer, I always think of those koozies. Those nice little kind of insulating sort of things that you put beer cans or soda cans in. He always had one of those during summer. You'd see, well, all sorts of dads, everyone would absolutely have a beer and a koozie. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that really popped in my head as soon as you said that.
Another thing I also think about is, as Tyler said, the beach. New Zealand, like Japan, is an island country, so we have a lot of coastlines and beaches. So we would often, as a family, we would go camping near beach towns, and we would just spend our days just playing in the sea and camping in our tent for a week and having lots of mishaps. So I have a lot of really fond memories of going to the beach. You mentioned before, since coming to Sendai, you like to go and have a look at the rice fields. Are there any other things that you've done during the summer in Sendai?
Oh, absolutely. One thing I would like to see is on different types of flowers, and the changes of the seasons are very wonderful in Japan. And while it's a little bit annoying to have to go out and get hot and sweaty outside, I think it's very much worth it in order to see, especially all the new flowers, especially the hydrangeas are very wonderful. Going there with the camera is nice. And also mountain climbing. If you go out into the mountains, you can see a lot of different types of changes in the nature and all these different new plants. Things really start to get crazy and out of control out there. You get a lot of overgrowth. But if you go to the same place again and again and again, I'd like to go to Aobayama no Mori. It's just to the west of Sendai. You can actually get there by getting on the Tozaisen subway line. And it's just like a 10-minute walk from one of the stations. And if you go there, maybe not in winter because it's a little bit annoying, but if you go there at the beginning of April and you continue to go every single week or maybe a few times a month, you really see just these wonderful changes. Certain flowers pop up for only 1 week and then they disappear and you can't see them until the next year. It's almost like the forest really kind of living and breathing on its own. So I'd very much recommend doing that. Like you said, we have to worry about heat stroke. Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty shady, I guess, because it's in the middle of the forest, but it's certainly something to watch out for. So that'd be Tyler's recommendation.
So unfortunately, while Japan has a lot of vending machines in urban areas, unfortunately mountains are not quite accessible for people to deliver drinks. So you really do need to be prepared if you are going to go out for a long time. For myself, I tend to go out to like Sakunami. Sakunami is really beautiful, and specifically Okunikawa is really, really nice. You can actually swim there. There's a really nice little swimming spot. It's just very shallow water. Once again, you do have to prepare well because there are a lot of bugs and you will get bitten by the bugs. But definitely, I highly recommend going out in nature during the summer in Sendai because it is quite beautiful.
Actually, speaking of Sakunami, last year I actually went out towards Sakunami. They have a river which flows east to west through the mountains, and it's a great place for fishing. I think they'd like to get ayu, I think, here in Japan, and a few of the different types of fish. And what's great is that right after you fish them out, you can actually rent these fishing poles and bait and things right on the premises. They have these picnic tables and also places where you can roast the fish. So if you have a friend who knows how to deal with dressing the fish and, you know, rubbing out its organs and salting it properly, it's really wonderful to eat it right there. It's a little bit warm, but if you have some friends you can go with, I would recommend doing that as well. You probably need the car in order to get out there. It's a little bit farther to the west, past the train station which is there, but it was really a wonderful experience.
Sendai it really does have a lot of really beautiful and fun things to do. So I think if you search hard enough, you can always find something new to do in the summer. And now, just to change the topic a little bit, when you ask people who have lived most of their life in Sendai, they will probably tell you that it does get quite hot in Sendai. But when people from other prefectures visit Sendai, they find it much cooler. It's definitely a subjective topic. This summer has started out with a very hot heat wave that we had at the end of June. And maybe this year we will continue to see elevated temperatures, typical of El Niño, because the El Niño is apparently extending through into this year. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, it's important to take sufficient measures to protect yourself against heatstroke. So while mask regulations were recently relaxed for outdoor settings by the Japanese government when you're able to maintain a safe distance from others, but for now people still do definitely feel a lot more comfortable protecting themselves and others by wearing masks both in and outdoors as usual. However, if you are feeling really unwell due to the heat, you should remove it if the setting is appropriate. For example, you can maintain a safe distance from other people. Do you have any tip for beating the heat?
Oh, absolutely. Like you said, recently I've been trying to at least take my mask off whenever possible. It's kind of difficult though, because you don't want to be the foreigner who sticks out and that person who's kind of fighting the system and not wearing the mask, but it's better than keeling over and having to have somebody call an ambulance because you got heat stroke. I absolutely always make sure I carry some kind of cool beverage with me. Luckily, if you're in the middle of the city, you can always stop by a convenience store, and it might add up a little bit in money if you always go to a convenience store. It's also a good idea to keep a bottle with you You put some ice in right before you leave for work or school or whatever, and just keep that with you. You can put it on the back of your neck. I love doing that. And it's also good to keep a handkerchief, for instance, with you. You can just use that water bottle, put a little bit of water on there, and just kind of dab it over. And personally, in addition to that, I love keeping a Japanese sensu fan. I always have that with me, and if you see me walking around the street, you're probably going to see me with that bad boy open, kind of getting rid of some of that condensation off me by using that fan. And I use it at work, I use it outside, I use it pretty much all the time. It's really nice, it's compact, and I absolutely love it.
Having a fan is definitely a very good tip. They are very, very effective. Even if you have just the Uchiwa type as well, they're also really great.
Yeah, the problem is though, is that it's pretty humid in Japan. Now, I think no matter where you go, even if it's only like 25 or 26 degrees outside, it might be 95% humidity. And even if you sweat, or even if you kind of rub yourself with one of those cool handkerchiefs, for instance, it's not really going to evaporate all that well because it's 95%. So if you let it happen naturally, it might take too long. So that's why, like you said, I recommend using an Uchiwa or a fan, or they even have these little electric ones you can buy at a convenience store, which would help speed up the process. So I would very much recommend getting something like that.
It's important as well to make sure that the sweat is evaporated, because if it doesn't, your body can't produce more sweat to help cool your body down, which is one of the leading causes of heat stroke. Things that I like to do, I like tenugui. I'll buy like a tenugui, and I wrap the little frozen packs that you can buy, and I'll wrap it up in that and then put it around my neck and then go about my day. So my neck is nice and cool, and it kind of helps the rest of my body to cool down as well. And another tip I have is, if you're going to exercise, don't exercise in the middle of the day. If it's very hot and very dry, you will probably, without realizing, become quite dehydrated very fast if you don't have any drinks with you. So it's important to go early in the morning or at night when it's a little bit cooler, so that you can sort of mitigate any heat related issues.
Yeah, and one good thing about coronavirus is that since the pandemic has started, there have been a lot of people on YouTube who have made these wonderful exercise programs that you can do right in your own home. You don't really need to have that much space. I've even been doing it on really hot days. I'll stay indoors and I'll just do a little 30-minute aerobic workout, and at least then you always have water nearby, you can put up the cooler a little bit, so you don't necessarily have to go outside.
I guess one caution, that if you're going to go around about dusk, you'll probably find that there is a lot more bugs, so it's always good to keep a mask on, because you will be breathing bugs if you're running in a very bug populated area like I do. So if you will be spending a lot of time outdoors, it's highly important to remember to stay hydrated and reapply sun creams to prevent dehydration and sunburn. But also be careful not to cool yourself down too much, as this also isn't good for your body. It's a good idea to keep an eye on weather forecasts so that you can also prepare accordingly. Make sure to always be careful out in the summer sun. If you ever start to feel unwell while out, make sure to call out to a friend or someone around you, and make sure that you have emergency contact information with you just in case. So now we have some announcements from Sentia. Sentia International Relations Department is looking for Sentia supporters. The International Relations Department provides multilingual information for daily life, advice, and various forms of support for foreign residents of Sendai. We are also promoting multiculturalism alongside residents and citizen groups. We look forward to receiving the kind support from those who endorse our initiatives. For details on how to apply and other information, please check the International Relations website. Thank you for listening, and we hope you tune in again next time.